And back here in the Conlin Center, it's the Penguins who trailed the Crusaders 42-34. And for the Penguins, it's going to be Castro, Holbrook, Weathered, Sorensen, and McKeon to start the second half. And the Crusaders will send out their starting five that they opened the game with. We are underway in the second half. Sierra White has the ball up top, looking for a posting Swanson, left elbow, guarded tightly by Sorensen. Now she kicks out for Gall, puts it on the deck, now trapped by McKeon and Sorensen, weaves it around to the right corner. Now it's White, 8 on the shot clock, tries to go baseline underneath, rejected by Sorensen, and a good defensive possession for the Penguins to start the second half. Castro pushes, looks for Weathered. Now Weathered back to Castro, she guns a 3 off the mark, and the ball ricocheted out of bounds, and this will stay here with the Penguins as it went off of Gall. And Castro will inbound underneath the southern basket. And already Kayla Schumann is going to check in for the Crusaders. And she'll come in for White. Castro to inbound. Finds Weathered, who cuts into that corner. Around the horn to McKeon, right wing. And the Penguins will try to attack this 2-3 zone. McKeon still has it. Now into the corner. Out to Castro. 14 on the shot clock. Her pass is deflected and stolen by Simmons. She's going the other way. Castro tries to come from behind and was able to get a hand on that shot. Out of bounds, and good hustle from Jade Castro as she committed the turnover but was able to stop Simmons from going all the way to the bucket. No teams have scored. 1 minute into the second half, 42-34. Inbound to Gall, left side, and a 3 in the key. This will be on Katie Swanson. So the inbounds to Castro, and the Penguins will set it up. They worked around the perimeter. McKeon has it. Her cross-court pass is deflected, and that will be Penguins' ball still on the out-of-bounds. And Coach Lacoste not happy with the production early he's seen in the second half. We have a timeout, 42-34. Penguins down by 8. They'll try to cut into this Crusader lead when we come back on radio.dominican.edu.
Tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving.
And we're back here in the Conlin Center. Out of the timeout, Penguins basketball. The inbound goes to Holbrook, and now it's in Weathered's hands. And they'll work it around this 2-3 zone, trying to look for a good shot. Holbrook has it right wing, and her cross-court pass is deflected off of White, and this will stay with the Penguins. The refs are going to momentarily converse as initially it was ruled that McKeon had touched it last, but White got a piece of it. Penguins still have the ball. 7 on the shot clock. Castro curls into the lane. Now kicks out for Weathered. She spins into the defense. Dumps it down for Sorensen. Can't hit the layup. Offensive rebound for Weathered. She puts it in and the foul.
Wow. That was pretty impressive out of Weathered. Did spin the 360 and then the shot down low. that was missed, Alex, by Ashley Sorensen. Weather gets the rebound and puts it right back up there. And as I mentioned, toward late in the first half, as Weathered makes the completes a three-point play. Weathered's so good athletically. If she can get in a groove, the Penguins have a chance here.
So the Penguins have cut the lead to 5, the closest they have been this entire ball game. Swanson has it, posting on the left low block. Now out to Schumann for 3, and she got it. So she answers Weathered's three-point play as Castro tries to push. The Penguins are down by 8. Now the entry down to Sorensen on the low block. Kicks out for Holbrook. She guns a 3. No good. Rebound to Sorensen. It's fought for, and she couldn't hold on to the basketball. And possession will go over to the Crusaders.
Well, Sorensen dove for it. Gave everything she could. That's all you can ask.
So here's Simmons on the right wing working on Castro. Picked up her dribble. Castro is all over her, and she's able to find Swanson on the right wing. Her pass is tipped to Simmons down low, and she barrels over Castro, and Castro draws the charge.
Looks like the Crusaders are chugging a little bit here, Alex. Would you agree?
I would agree.
They're just a little winded, maybe.
And so the Penguins will try to capitalize on that.
I love how Castro brings the ball up with a big smile on her face every time. That's so confident.
It's into the corner to Weathered. Puts the moves on Swanson. Her layup doesn't go down, and Simmons has the rebound. She looks to push, crosses the timeline. Now into the corner for Schumann. She drives baseline and kicks out for Gall, top of the key. Goes all the way to the bucket, and she's fouled and somehow got it off the window and in. And she'll go to the line for a three-point play.
Boy, she powered in from the left side. She looked a lot like Weathered right there, in fact. You know, I look at Weathered, and I see the way that she can move her body. And it takes me back to great Penguins in history. I mean, Taki Tekoi, who I think, I don't know, do you remember Taki Tekoi? So that was the year before you got here. Tekoi was a New Zealander who had just tremendous moves her senior year, a lot like Weathered.
Gall converts on the three-point play, and the Crusader lead is now 11. Penguins have the ball. It's McKeon on the left wing. She drives in, gets stripped and lost it, and Simmons has the turnover. She looks to push up ahead to Tubbs, and she walked with it as Weathered was able to get in front. So the Penguins do well to get back in transition to force the turnover.
4 travels for the Nazarenes, only 1 for the Penguins. So there's something positive.
And here comes Jesse Marshall in for McKeon. Now the Penguins had this lead down to 6 in the 2 opening minutes of this half. Now they're down by 11. Castro gets inside. Her floater doesn't go. Sorensen on the offensive rebound. Her putback doesn't go as well. And Gall has the rebound.
Oh.
And Simmons was bringing it up and nearly had that ball go over her shoulder and carried it. She was able to regain possession and find Schumann in the corner. Her jump shot is short. Rebound to Castro, and she'll push ahead. And she pulls up right in front of the three-point line and connects. And so it's 48-39. As Castro was near three-point range, just inside the arc. 16:08 remaining in this second half.
I think she had 1 foot on the arc. That's how close she was. Castro from long range is just deadly.
And she's
she was good
figures.
Last year, and she's great this year.
We can tell that she has put in a lot of offseason work on her game.
Oh, yeah.
And earning more playing time. Dribble handoff from Swanson to Simmons, and Simmons gets all the way to the basket and lays it in. A well-designed inbounds play for Coach Bragdon and the Crusaders as they lead by 11. Holbrook into the right corner, tries to get inside. She spins, and she's rejected. Out of bounds, Penguins will still have possession.
So I love everything about that play out of Holbrook, except that she hit the side of the backboard. The spin was great. The deke was great. She got lofted up and over everybody. And by the way, fans, if you haven't figured it out by now, Sarah Nelson not going to play today. She did warm up, which was interesting. She was warming up, and I thought, oh, great. Maybe Nelson will be in there. But she's still sitting out, the 6'4" phenom for the Penguins. And it's going to be all Hyatt today.
And we talked about how much of the rebounding margin was in the favor of Northwest Nazarene, and that is probably a huge reason why. No 6'4 Nelson in there.
Well, and Hyatt's pretty tough, but you're right. There's no question about it, because Nelson has made a career out of her rebounding skills. 33-20 in favor of Nazarene as far as the rebounds are concerned. And that's actually a little bit better. So it looks like the Penguins are creeping up. But 33-20, and you look at the score, it's only 50-39. What's the difference? Possessions off of the window.
And that will be the tale to tell if the Penguins can crash the glass and work their way back in here.
Take us into the media.
And Coach Lacoste will break the huddle with Yamauchi, Sorensen, Weathered, Marshall, and Holbrook. So Yamauchi's going to get her first minutes tonight for the Penguins as she replaces Castro. And for Coach Kyle Bragdon, he sends out Gall, Simmons, White, Schumann, and Swanson. Yamauchi to inbound, southern baseline. It's up top to Marshall in her hand. She splits the defense, goes all the way. Her floater rolls off of the rim. And Weathered on the offensive rebound, gets it back, puts it up and in, and the foul. Weathered has been tenacious on the offensive glass, and she'll go to the line for her second old-fashioned three-point play. So as we were just talking about how the Penguins need to crash the glass, Weathered just does just that, and she's going to earn herself a trip for one free throw here. And her free throw is good. 50-42 as Kreiderman checks in for Swanson. And she'll inbound to Simmons. Penguins back within single digits. Simmons across the timeline, drifting towards that right end line. And she enters down to Kreiderman at the high post, and it's stolen away by Weathered. Good hands. She looks to push. Working on Swanson, coast to coast, all the way to the bucket, and lays it in. And Weathered's down. Weathered is down, but Simmons is going to push the other way for the Crusaders. She goes all the way to the rack, can't finish, and now we have the stoppage of play with the officials' timeout, and they will check on Danny Weathered and to see if she's all right. She went coast to coast and took the contact. No foul was called as she laid it in, but she came down awkwardly. And it looks like that left knee is being examined for Weathered. So we're going to take a timeout here as the officials have stopped play. The Penguins are down by 6, 50-44, with 15:13 left. And we'll be right back. .dominican.edu. And so they are examining Weathered now down on the Dominican bench, and it is that left knee that the trainers are checking out. Penguins have possession, down by 6. Castro and Marshall with a dribble handoff, and now it's in Castro's hands. Right wing to Yamauchi around the horn. Now Holbrook, 12 on the shot clock. Castro in the right corner, fires a 3, and got it. And the Penguins are within 3 now. As they have worked their way back, and a turnover on the other end as they were looking for Swanson down low, and it went off her hands and out of bounds.
How about that? Two good breaks in a row. First the 3, then the overthrow.
Penguins again working it around the perimeter. Yamauchi clapping for the orange, and she's got it. Kicks in the corner for Castro. She guns another 3, and it's long. Marshall hustles down the offensive rebound. In the corner again for Castro. Kicked out to Yamauchi, bad pass stolen by Simmons. She looks to push the other way, going right at Yamauchi one-on-one, and she's blocked. But they're going to get a foul. As it looked like from here, Yamauchi had all leather, but Simmons will draw a trip to the free throw line.
You know, she did get up, and it looked all ball for a moment, but she left the hand up there a little too long, and it slipped over and hit the wrist.
And so Simmons will go to the line.
That's her second, by the way.
And she connects on the first attempt. Well, Castro connecting on the 3. Last possession for the Penguins. And it was Jesse Marshall who earned that second possession. And so two offensive rebounds have led to 6 points for the Penguins in the second half.
How important are those rebounds?
Simmons' second attempt is off the mark. Penguins look to push. It's Marshall sprinting down the right wing, and she laid it in, but an offensive foul, and it was Sierra White there to draw the charge.
That was a good call. She went in a little too hard. Defense had come set, and Marshall just powered her way in, even though she buried a nice deuce. You know, oftentimes a charge is a tough play to score on.
It is. That's a judgment call for the referee.
Yeah.
Kreiderman working down low on Sorensen, and she's blocked. Battle for the loose ball comes to the top of the key. Simmons tracks it down and finds White in the corner. She lets a three go off the rim, and Yamauchi tracks down the loose ball. So good defense there by the Penguins. And here comes Castro streaking down the right end line. Kicks now to Holbrook. She fires a three, and it's good. Penguins down by one. 51-50, and they have climbed back by being down by as much as 16 in the first half.
Can you imagine that? Now it's a one-point game in the second half. It's been all Penguins.
Timmons down low to Kreiderman in a good look as she lays it in.
That was a play that was scripted and set so beautifully, a play unlike the Penguins have seen all night.
The lead is three for the Crusaders. Holbrook guns another three. Ooh. And short. Offensive rebound, though, for Sorensen. Penguins will get a second chance. Castro, right wing, feeds it in the corner for Holbrook. This time she goes inside and banks it home. 53-52.
Castro, I got to say, Castro is showing great patience tonight. Last year, Castro would have shot the last two series, and she's passed it off both times.
Great awareness for the sophomore now as Simmons attacks and she is fouled.
I love it when Castro goes up against Sorensen, 5 foot against 6 foot two. You talk about disparity in height. And yet Castro with some great assist work tonight. And, you know, it's the one beef I always had with Castro last year, and she was in one of my classes. I used to talk to her about it. Would you pass the ball? Quit shooting every single time. You're only 5 feet tall.
She would take a lot of shots, but she has that bulldog mentality really helps her out.
You're right. Hey, a five-footer playing in this league, you better be tough.
Crusaders inbound. Now it's into the low post for Gall. Up and under move, and she finishes with the left hand.
Boy, there's a couple of great plays by the Crusaders, Alex, that have just been incredibly perfect.
Pretty finish for the freshman. It's 55-52. Marshall has it on the left wing, curls into the lane. Now kicks for Holbrook in the right corner, and she got another three to go down. Tie game, 55 all.
First time since it was 0-0.
12:05 left in the second half, and the Penguins have erased the deficit. Simmons off a screen, kicks into the corner for White. Thought about a three, curls into the lane. Now drops it off to Swanson, right baseline jumper is good. And just like that, the Crusaders take the lead again, and Yamauchi turned it over. Her pass intercepted by Schumann. Crusaders coming the other way at Simmons. Steps into the lane, can't finish, gets her own rebound, and she was fouled, but on the ground. And this foul committed against the Penguins, against Jade Castro, and we have immediate timeout with 11:44 left. Weathered is coming to the scores table, so she looks like she's okay. But Stu,
not limping at all. Fans, you're listening to NC2A, Penguin Basketball from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and the Swanee. Alex Swan, your DU broadcasters for tonight's game as the Northwest Nazarene Crusaders have come in to face off against the Lady Penguins at the Conlin Center. 57-55, the Penguins tied it down by 16 in the first half. 14 was the best they could get. They brought it to 6, got it back down to 12. Now it's down by 2. What a game. The Penguins are playing great in the second half.
They're getting second chance opportunities and rebounding defensively very well. And I think for Coach Lacoste, he was able to get a little motivation spark from the Penguins coming out of the locker room.
Yeah, I think you're right. Something good is happening here for the Penguins now. Can they keep it going? I don't know. I sure hope so, though. As a Penguin fan, I've got to say, the second half has shown me something.
And off the bench, 31 points off the bench for two players only. Carly Holbrook, who has 14, Castro, who has 17. Both those players, 7 for 14 from downtown. 8 for 17 as a team. On the other side.
And Holbrook from outside the arc has just been nails.
She is 4 for 8. Simmons has 15. And Kreiderman has 13 off the bench. Quick inbounds play to Schumann, and she lays it in. And the Crusaders go up by four. Weathered now back in the game, has the rock, top of the key. Finds Holbrook over in the corner. Now reverse to Castro, left wing. Her floater is short, and Schumann has the rebound. She gives off to Simmons, and she'll bring it up. She's looking for Swanson, posting at the left elbow. Now gives it back to Simmons, and a foul is committed by the Penguins off the ball. And this will go against Holbrook.
So you got two things going on here. The Penguins are looking a little bit too anxious. But at the same time, the Crusaders have had this gigantic lead dissipate, and they're also feeling a little bit of a crunch. So if the Penguins can just remain patient, I think they would be perfectly fine.
That was the seventh team foul committed by the Penguins, and Simmons missed the one-and-one attempt, and Dominican comes the other way. Still in the zone for Northwest Nazarene. Castro up top, looks for Weathered. She puts the ball on the deck, stripped, came to Marshall. Shot clock's at 11, and a nice feed underneath for Weathered, and she couldn't finish, but she's fouled. And once again, that was Castro delivering the dime.
Yeah, Castro comes in from the left elbow and no looks it over to Weathered. I just don't think Weathered was quite ready for it. When those two get in sync about midseason, they're going to be deadly. Weathered's going to start to feel the pass coming instead of waiting to look for it.
Weathered at the line for two as she hits the first. And I also think that you might find Castro starting in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I would believe that. Castro's so good with ball control, you know. And plus, like I said, the small players are sometimes very pesky. And I don't say that from personal knowledge. I say that because we've interviewed a lot of players who I've asked, what about small point guards? You know, well, they're just sneaky. They're tough to cover. They're so little.
59-57. Crusaders looking for Gall at the high post. Now a dribble handoff to Babbitt. Now it's back into Gall's hands. Cross court over to Swanson, right corner. 10 on the shot clock. Here's Tubbs curling into the lane. Gets to the bucket. Missed the layup. Ball batted out of bounds, and it will go Penguins' way.
Swanson threw up a TV dinner. It didn't land.
Castro across the timeline. Penguins have done much better attacking this zone in the second half. Marshall up top. Finds Holbrook. Lets a three fly. No good. And White tracks down the rebound.
That's two shots that Holbrook's had a chance to put the Penguins ahead for the first time tonight, and she's been close. She's made a lot of them, I'll give her that.
4 for 9 from downtown is Holbrook. Here's Babbitt curling into the lane. Tough jump shot, no good. Weathered has the rebound, come the other way. No numbers, but she's going coast to coast.
No!
And she lays it in. Tough layup in traffic for Danny Weathered, and this game is tied at 59.
How about that? Coast to coast, 3-on-1. She just banged it in there.
Gall working on Weathered, right low block, can't finish. Hyatt and Babbitt tangle underneath for the rebound, and this foul will be committed against Babbitt, and Hyatt really showing some muscle down there.
Well, Babbitt's lucky she didn't get teed up going in there a little too flagrantly. Little too flagrantly, but they're just going to let him go as Coach Lacoste calls out play number three.
9:34 left in the second half, and Castro nearly had her pass picked off. It was deflected by Tubbs. Penguins will still have possession, but this is the Penguins' first opportunity to lead in the second half, and frankly, for the entire ballgame. 59-59. Castro looks for Weathered, who's at the high post. Now enters Hyatt, and she converts.
First time tonight, Alex.
61-59. Penguins have battled all the way back, and we got a ball game with 9:10 left.
Can you imagine?
Simmons looking for a Swanson screen. Curls around, now finds Gall, left elbow, and she hits the jumper. And Coco Gall, the freshman, very poised, as she's got 14 tonight. Game knotted up at 61. Castro finds Holbrook on the right wing. Penguins offense showing a lot of movement here in the second half. Weathered had it down low, right corner. Kicked across to Castro. Let a three fly. It was a little deep. No good. Simmons has a rebound.
29-footer is tough to connect.
Here's Babbitt, right corner. Her jumper off the mark. Castro fighting for the rebound. She has it. No numbers, as she goes streaking into a Crusader defender out of control, and Simmons was able to draw the charge.
Now, that was completely ill-advised. Castro goes 3-on-1 against 3 players, all of whom are a foot taller than her. And for some reason, Castro was so excited she's going to drive it in herself, picked up the charge, and had no – she shouldn't have been taking that play, had no business with that play. That's where she needed to settle down, pass it off, and get an assist under her belt instead of trying to take a 3-on-1 against 3 huge players.
Cannot go into the land of the trees,
no.
Especially at only 5 foot. But she has played well tonight. Yamauchi comes in for her. Simmons gets a Swanson screen. She gets inside, and she's blocked by Weathered.
Weathered with a great defensive move. Big rejection there.
Marshall coming the other way on the left wing. Dumps it down to Weathered. Stops from 6 feet. Pulls up. Got the jumper and the foul.
Yeah, those and one opportunities with Weathered at the line. She is just so solid from the line. That what I love about that play from Weathered, she comes in, drifts it in from the left elbow, and had so much time to think about it because she just floats so beautifully toward the bucket and to just zero in on it. She didn't have any stress at all defensively.
Weathered with 15, looking for her 16th point, and she got it. And I agree with you. She could have tried to get all the way to the bucket, but she was smart, didn't try to go chest to chest into Gall. And she found herself with an open floater. And the Crusaders nearly turned it over, and they do as it went off Kreiderman's hands. So we have a media timeout. Penguins are up by 3, 64-61, with 7:56 remaining in this second half. And Stu, completely changed of events here in the second half with the Penguins.
The first quarter, the Penguins were shabby. They were off their game. They couldn't do anything right. The second quarter and a little bit of the third quarter, rebounding was the issue. Now the Penguins have everything because their shooting was fine. It was just okay in that first quarter. But since then, it's come on. It's been fine. Outside the arc, very impressive. Castro, Holbrook especially. And, you know, if Marshall gets hot at all and starts firing off the threes, I think the Penguins could pull away and get a little daylight. But right now, a three-point advantage, that's the most the Penguins have had tonight by a lot.
What have you seen confidence-wise and how the sense of urgency has picked up?
Well, here's the thing. There's a couple of players for Nazarene that are not going to bail, and that's Coco Gall and Katie Swanson. Those two ladies are not the only two that I can see that are not nervous. The Penguins seem like they're really gunning, that they have some sort of feeling they're going to come back in this thing, and in fact they have. The question is going to come down if Castro plays much more in the second half. Can she maintain the patience she showed in the third quarter? Because that last play with Castro going 3-on-1 showed the Castro of last year with no patience. She gets a lucky turnover and tries to take it in herself instead of setting it up to some shooters when she doesn't have the numbers. When Castro has, you know, when Castro has numbers, she can shoot fine, but she can't go up against 3, and here we go.
Out of the timeout, it's Marshall working on the right wing. Around the horn to Holbrook, touch pass into Hyatt. She looks for Weathered. One bounce off the window, puts it in, and the foul. Danny Weathered has been going to work tonight.
Weathered's been just great the second half. And I think you and I both talked about it in the first half, if she could just get her rhythm. And in the second half, she has.
And she misses on the free throw attempt.
I can't believe it.
As she's 6-for-7 from the stripe tonight. Penguins up by 5 as their defense has picked up. Gall has it, left post, looking for White. She dumps it underneath the Kreiderman, who fakes, but she's rejected by Wyatt. She has it, and it was stripped away by Weathered, but she was on the inline.
I think she stepped out.
And the Crusaders will still have the basketball. And Schumann will check in for Tubbs. And also Swanson runs to the scores table, and she'll check in for Kreiderman. Timmons will inbound underneath the bucket. It's out to White on the left wing. She finds Gall. Gall looking to take Weathered, now kicks out to Schumann in the left corner, looking for Swanson. Quick left-handed turnaround is good off the window, and she wasted no time working on Hyatt.
What a great play there by the Nazarenes. They're just able to work the ball so beautifully down low.
66-63, 7 minutes left. Penguins working it around that zone as they've had all day. Hyatt underneath. She got it deflected away. And they're going to say this is Crusader basketball.
I think that's correct. I hate to say it, but I think that was a good call.
So off the turnover, it's Simmons working it down low to Swanson. They've ran this play all day with the quick high-low dribble handoff. It's White working on the right wing. Now dribbles baseline, caught up in the air, kicks out to Gall. Top of the key, enters down for Swanson, and that six-foot jumper has been money for her, and she's got another one.
Yeah, good call. That has been money.
And the Penguin lead now down to one.
There's Swanson, one of those two that is not going to get nervous.
Holbrook rise and fire, got a three. A quick timeout after that made bucket, and that's exactly what the Penguins needed. Holbrook, 5 for 10 from downtown.
How about that? Those are your kind of numbers, pal.
Yeah, as she has 17 tonight.
You're the only guy I know that can go 500 outside the arc except for Holbrook. Holbrook's just a little bit better than you.
And what I don't understand is Northwest Nazarene has been in the zone all night, and they don't cover the corners too well, and that's where Holbrook likes to shoot the threes.
They do, and if they did any scouting whatsoever, they would know that because that's Holbrook's money, or those corners, especially if she goes left corner. That one was the right corner, but that proves that you can't, you know, you can't, you've got to cover her in on both sides. But when she goes into the left corner, well, she's been money both sides.
So the Penguins up 69-65. Crusader basketball. And it will be Taylor Simmons across the timeline. She'll set up the offense. Enters down to Swanson, high post. She has it. Looks for a backdoor cut to Simmons, and it's off her hands and a turnover. Not what you want if you're Coach Bragdon coming out of the timeout.
Well, both teams are allowing the other team opportunities.
So here's Yamauchi.
In the first half, it seemed like just the Penguins were doing it. But now both squads are helping each other out once in a while.
Marshall has the rock. Now in the corner for Holbrook, looking for another three. Ooh. It's long. Battle for the rebound as Marshall and Simmons collided. And this foul is going against the Crusaders. Simmons.
Somebody lost a tennis shoe.
Looks like Simmons lost that shoe.
You see those two coming together like that, and you're waiting for the sound of the two flower pots to hit, you know? That was gnarly because they were just running full force toward each other, and somehow they didn't clack heads. Thank God.
And that was the eighth team foul for Northwest Nazarene. It will send Marshall to the line for a one-on-one opportunity.
And Marshall will have a chance to put the Penguins up, what, by six if she can knock them both down.
First free throws tonight for Marshall. And this one is up off the back rim and gets the roll.
How did that fall in?
She'll get one more. Got the shooter's touch.
No kidding.
Second one is good.
Line drive and nothing but swish.
Didn't look too pretty, but she got them both. 71-65. 5:43 left in this second half. Penguins trying to build on this two-game win streak. Gall has the ball, left post. Now into the corner for Schumann, and she fires a three in and out. Sorensen battling for the rebound, and she's strong, but she collided with Weathered and took too many steps with the basketball, and she traveled.
She needed to keep those feet still, and that was, it looked like a freshman error, even though she's a sophomore. Played a lot of basketball.
So Schumann will inbound to White, left wing, putting the moves on Holbrook. And she tries to find Swanson down low, but it's deflected by Sorensen out of bounds.
That was a beautiful play by Sorensen to make up for the walk.
So the Crusaders will inbound again, this time underneath to White. Good drawn-up play, and she puts it in.
Yeah, up and under has just been – it's just so tough for any team to defend against, especially when the other team brings it in right under their own bucket.
71-67. Holbrook got caught midair. She was looking for her shot, turned it over. Here's White going right at Weathered. Weathered got a piece, but also got White with the body, and White will go to the line for two.
Hey, some fouls are better than others. A guaranteed deuce. At least it'll put her on the line.
That is the Penguins' 19th foul.
The good news there, it's only the third, though, against Weathered with 5:06 to go. And if she misses either of these, the Penguins' Weathered move will look great. Holbrook's going to go back to the bench now, Alex, and back in is Castro.
As White hits the first.
Holbrook's been the difference so far.
And White converts on both free throws. She really has. You need a three-point threat, especially if you're facing a tough zone like the Crusaders have been playing throughout this whole day. And it's been Castro and Holbrook connecting from downtown as we have a timeout from Coach Kyle Bragdon.
It's just so funny. When you look at the defense of these two teams, you got a zone against a man-to-man. And the Penguins going man-to-man. It's just such a different look when the Penguins are playing defense as opposed, as you've mentioned, all night long. When Nazarene goes with that zone, it leaves the edges open. It gives the Penguins actually an opportunity to move the ball on the outside. So Coach Lacoste counters with his long-range shooters in Marshall, in Castro, in Holbrook. And so far, it's obviously working because the Penguins are leading now for the past 3 minutes.
So Weathered will inbound, and the Penguins will try to close out this last 5 minutes strong. It's Castro, Yamauchi, Weathered, Marshall, and Sorensen on the floor. Castro has a rock. Top of the key now. It's in Marshall's hands. Back over right wing for Castro. Penguins, quick ball movement. Enters down for Weathered. High post. Puts a move, and she scores.
Oh, Weather just did it again. The soft buckler. Boy, was that sweet from well in the paint.
And Weathered has 22 tonight. Here's White, right wing, now in Swanson's hands in the high post. Dribble handoff to Gall. And just inside the three-point line, squares up and connects from deep.
Gall with an audacious two-pointer from the right elbow.
75-69. Castro curling in the lane. Her floater is short. White has the rebound.
And she had a perfect fake, too. A perfect fake in the shot. She just missed it.
Gall again. Tees it up. It's short. And Castro has the rebounds as it ricocheted off of Swanson's hands. Great outlet to Weathered all the way to the bucket. And the foul. Danny Weathered with her fourth trip to the line for an and-one opportunity.
Oh, Gall went up very hard against Weathered, who just hung in there, and she'll get to go to the line now. You mentioned, but when Gall goes against you, and she twisted her left elbow, or maybe she lost her left tennis shoe. I don't know what happened, but when she goes up against you, and Weathered just hung in there because Gall's so big and bad.
And that was a tough finish for Weathered, as always she takes the body contact so well, able to finish and keep her sights on the rim. She'll go to the line for one here. And it rimmed out.
Missed two in a row.
And it was off of Marshall's hands. And this will go over to the Crusaders.
Marshall put the hands up as if to say, nope, it's off them, but the refs with the right call.
75-71, under 4 minutes now. Here's Schumann, right wing. Passes to Swanson, right elbow. And she tried to get it out to White, but set an illegal screen, so an offensive foul. And the Penguins will get the basketball off the turnover.
And that's the 10th foul committed by Nazarene.
We have a media timeout here. Under 4 minutes, 3:50 left in the second half. Penguins up by four, trying to hold on and beat the Northwest Nazarene Crusaders here in the Conlin Center. We'll be right back on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Moment so different and so new was like any other until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too by the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine. Softer than the summer night. Everything I want I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Conlin Center. 3:50 to go, 75-71. The Penguins on top. Stuart Horn and Alex Swan. Alex on the play-by-play, and here we go.
The inbound will go to Yamauchi. She's on the floor with Castro for the first time tonight. Weathered and Sorensen will join her. Here's Yamauchi working it around the perimeter into Castro's hands. It's up top. Swung around to Marshall. Quick ball movement, now right wing for Yamauchi. She tries to find Weathered posting up, and it's stolen. It's Schumann coming the other way, drops it back for Simmons. She kicks in the corner, wide open, White for three. It's no good. An inadvertent buzzer went off as Gall tips it out of bounds, and this will be Penguin ball.
Well, I don't think it was inadvertent. It was actually the end of the shot clock left over from before the timeout. Unless the referees who are talking about it right now. But it didn't matter because the shot missed, and then it went out of bounds. So regardless, the Penguins get the ball.
So Yamauchi brings it across the timeline. Now it's in Castro's hands. Penguins have been very patient attacking the perimeter with quick ball movement, and Castro traveled. She was looking for Weathered, who was posting right at the free throw line, and she picked up her pivot foot. So a costly turnover, and Holbrook will come in for Castro. Crusaders basketball, Gall will inbound to Simmons. Big possession for the Crusaders offensively. Simmons looking for Swanson. And Swanson nearly turned it over as she tried to pass to White, who's going back door. Marshall deflected it. So the Crusaders will inbound underneath the northern bucket.
Southern.
And so Simmons inbounds to White. Her shot is short. Gall offensive rebound going up strong and muscles her way in, and she finishes over Weathered.
And she did not have the number. She just powered it in there. That was pure power.
75-73. Penguins up a deuce. Marshall has it in the right corner. Working on Schumann. Now the ball is reversed to Yamauchi. Now into the right corner for Holbrook, and she drove baseline and used her off arm and discarded Schumann. Offensive foul. Crusaders ball.
She did discard her. Unfortunately, it cost her, but that's a beautiful description because she really did use the off arm to just throw the defender back. This is an important possession.
2:15 left. Penguins up by two, 75-73. Simmons looking for a three. It's deep, no good. Sorensen has the rebound. So that was a well-contested three by Holbrook as Simmons was looking for the lead. Now Holbrook has it left corner. Penguins setting it up. Yamauchi, quick touch pass to Weather, nearly picked off. Her jumper is way short. Sorensen underneath. She has the rebound and is fouled by Swanson.
That's a two.
And this will send Sorensen to the line for two.
This is such a gigantic pair for Sorensen, too. You know, Sorensen, who doesn't get that many minutes, but with Nelson out, gets some minutes tonight, and these two matter in a big way. And the first one is perfect.
Showing a lot of poise as the sophomore. She nets the first. And her second one is good.
That's gigantic at this point as we're inside of a pair.
Two-possession game, and Weathered stole the ball as Simmons was going behind the back, and then Simmons committed the foul.
Yeah, Simmons grabbed her by the foot so that Weathered couldn't get away from her.
And this will send Weathered to the line for two.
So that would have been a simple turnover. And Simmons did the right thing there, though. She fouled Weathered and forced her to make the two free throws instead of giving it up to her, a solo bucket, which Weathered was going to make. Even if she missed it, she was going to get the rebound.
And that is Taylor Simmons.
So just to set it up, Simmons and Weathered, as we're in a timeout called by the Penguins, Simmons and Weathered get wrapped up. Weathered gets the ball, breaks away, and Simmons reaches out and grabs her by the foot and doesn't let her move, and that's where the foul occurred.
So Tubbs will enter into this ball game and for Simmons, as she is gone.
And Simmons is gone. That's her fifth.
And so here's Weathered, who is 6-for-8 from the stripe tonight. We'll look for two big ones here, and she got the first.
Oh, that's just gigantic. I mean, the two by Sorensen were huge, and these are equally as big.
One more to come, and she got them both. So Sorensen knocked down a pair, and so did Weathered. 79-73, Penguins up six, and they'll dial back the pressure.
It's, as you mentioned, two-possession game, but those are two threebies.
Here's Gall. High post, kicked out White, lets a three fly, no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Schumann. Shovels it underneath to Gall. She goes up with the left hand, and she's fouled by Weathered. And this will be Weathered's fourth.
Swanson.
Oh, check it.
Weathered, you're right.
And Gall will go to the line for two as both teams are now in the double bonus.
With 1:26 to go, every free throw is so huge.
And Gall in and out on the first attempt as they are 14 for 22 from the line tonight.
And Gall's not missing much tonight.
That's her second miss, and she got the second. So Gall has 17, and she's 4 for 6 from the stripe tonight. Timeout, Crusaders and Coach Bragdon, and he is going to set up some type of pressure with 1:26 remaining in the second half.
So I'm just guessing that Coach Lacoste is going to counter, and this could be a good time for Hyatt to make her appearance back in this game, because you get Hyatt, Weathered, Holbrook. I'm going to go Marshall. I'm just guessing here, of course, fans. And maybe Yamauchi for a little senior just to settle him down. And let me see. Nope, he's got Sorensen instead of Hyatt. Otherwise, I got the other four.
Well, the four that you named are very good ball handlers and can shoot the free throw very well. And so that is a smart move. And also, we'll need to handle this pressure because the Crusaders are showing man-to-man full-court press.
Yeah, and Bragdon's brought in his big squad. Oh, and Weathered gets tripped.
Weathered is tripped by Swanson as she crossed the timeline, and both the players' feet got tangled. So this will send Weathered to the line for two.
Weathered hit the deck really hard coming across the insignia, but she's okay. But remember, Weathered hurt that left knee earlier in the game.
She looks to be all right. She steps to the line.
Could be the first team to 80 right here.
And got the first. And as well as Weathered shoots the free throw, the inadvertent foul from Swanson could come back to bite.
Big time. That's a potential as the squeegee girl comes out to mop up the floor where Weathered went down. She went down hard. She was coming right across the insignia and was tripped up by Katie Swanson inadvertently. Swanson didn't mean to do it, of course. It only hurts Nazarene.
Weathered with 27 tonight, looking for her 28th point. And she missed the free throw. White has the rebound for the Crusaders. Quick turn, and she looks to push. Going all the way to the bucket, right at Marshall, and lays it in. Well done by Sierra White and the Crusaders to score quickly as they're down by four. And now we have a whistle.
Shot clock is off. Shot clock didn't reset, which is too bad because the Penguins were going to do everything they could to answer quickly. They answer that fast, too. The shot clock should be at about 27 or 28.
We're getting a confirmation as it's at 27.
Yeah, and it gives this is an advantage for Nazarene. I think gives them a little time to set up their defense. The Penguins were in quick transition.
So Yamauchi will inbound, looking for Weathered. Can't find anyone, and now a timeout's being called by Coach Lacoste.
Yeah.
And a smart timeout.
Yeah, absolutely. Yamauchi was in jail over there, and the Penguins already had that one opportunity missed where Jade Castro couldn't get the ball in the five-second rule. And Yamauchi was at about 4.5 when Coach Lacoste called the timeout.
And now the Crusaders are faced with a situation. Do you foul or do you play the full 20 seconds of defense with only 1:09 left?
No, I'd say you wait. You don't foul yet. It's a four-point game. So there's a lot of ways to play a four-point game, right? Because you can get that three-point play all day long. The Penguins right now are pumped. Are they going to foul on the way up? I would take it to the rack and play for the three-point play.
I would agree with you and get the ball in Weathered's hands.
Yeah, because then a two-pointer wins the game.
So Yamauchi will inbound once again. Two players at half court for the Penguins, and they split both directions, and Weathered has the basketball. Top of the key, checked by Tubbs. Weathered goes to the bucket, and she lays it in. Plus the foul.
There it is. She took it to the rack, picked up that foul. And either way, it's going to work. Whichever team decided to run that play, I think, was going to win. The Penguins had the ball, so they got to go to the rack and hope for the foul. They get it. If they turned it over, the Crusaders got to run the exact same play.
Weathered at the line, converts on the three-point play. She has 30 and has surpassed her season high as she had 21 against UC Merced. Here's White weaving into the lane. Her left-handed layup is good. as the Crusaders score quickly and are not out of this as a quick timeout from Coach Bragdon.
And you look at those 30 points, Alex, four of them are in the first half.
Yeah, talk about some second half production.
She really came alive in the second half, and she looked like she was just on the verge of making something happen in the first half, couldn't get much doing, was out of sync, out of rhythm, and you and I were talking about it. If Weathered can just get a groove, she's going to be dynamite. Well, the second half, she found her groove, obviously, for 25 points.
The Penguins up by 5, in control after being down by 14 in the first half, and they came out very sluggish.
Well, sluggish? I'm looking at these stats from the first half when the Penguins were shooting 25%.
And they have certainly responded and have able to really claim the lead for the majority of the second half.
5 points in a possession in 54 seconds. Here we go.
Inbound to Yamauchi. She quickly gets it back to Weathered. That's who you want the basketball in.
Tripped again.
She's tripped by White. And this will lead to 2 more free throws for Danny Weathered.
Weathered's beat up, but she's got 30 points to rub on it to make it feel better.
That's always going to feel good.
It's always going to make it feel better, yeah. It's better than an ice pack.
And it looks like Castro's going to check in here too. So Weathered will have 2 shots. The Penguins up by 5.
These two are big. This could be the game, although it doesn't guarantee anything.
So Weathered sinks the first. Castro checks in. She comes in for Holbrook as the Penguins are up by 6 with 47.8 seconds left in this game. Weathered second is good. That's what you want.
Yeah, well, of course, that's lucky, too, because the Penguins only had one to box out.
85-78. White, a 3. It's short. Yamauchi skies for the rebound and is fouled.
Both teams in the double bonus, so anytime the whistle goes, it's 2.
And how about that? Your point guard skying for the rebound to try to seal this ball game as the Penguins are up by 8. Pardon, 7. Yamauchi's first attempt is long, no good.
Yeah, that wasn't close. But, I mean, how many times has Yamauchi been to the stripe tonight? None.
These are her first attempts. Her second one, also no good. Rebound to go on the Crusaders. They still have a little bit of life. 35 seconds. Here comes Schumann. She lost possession for a moment. Tries to kick out to Tubbs, and it's deflected. And Tubbs' pass is now deflected out of bounds by Marshall. Crusaders still have the ball, but good active hands by the Penguins.
Burn 13 seconds off the clock.
Tubbs will inbound into the hands of White. As she tries to turn the corner, she can't. Now it's down low to Swanson, and she's rejected by Sorensen. And the Crusaders taking a lot of time off the clock.
7 more came off there after that big rejection by the sophomore Sorensen.
23.8 left. They look for White on the right wing. Now down low to Swanson. They got to go quickly, and she nearly turned it over. Now into Tubbs' hands with 8 on the shot clock, and she was grabbed. And she'll go to the line for 2. But if you're the Penguins, you're okay with that. A lot of time came off the clock, and this will send Tubbs to the line.
You got to figure it this way. If both of them go, it's a 5-point game with 15 seconds to go.
And Tubbs' first attempt is pure, 85-79. If you're the Penguins, you just have to take care of the basketball. Tubbs, her second one is good. She got them both, 85-80. Quick inbound to Yamauchi. She looks ahead in the front court for Castro. Now cross court to Marshall, and she'll just hold it. Now into Weathers' hands, and the Crusaders aren't going to foul. Now it's Yamauchi, and it's down to 7 seconds left, and the Crusaders took a long time to commit that foul. And so Yamauchi will go back to the stripe as she is coming off of 2 missed free throws.
Okay, we'll give her those other 2. These 2, though, matter. This is the game.
And she missed her 3rd consecutive free throw.
I mean, 5 points in 7 seconds is doable for a good team. She's got to make this one.
Her second one is good. 86-80. Inbound to White. Down to 5. She crossed the timeline. It's hit 3. White's going all the way to the bucket, and she is with a blocking foul committed by Marshall. And she put her head down. And if you're the Crusaders, you need a three there. You don't need a two-point basket.
I'm surprised that they brought it inside the arc. I figured they'd have buckled way outside, pray for one, because now it'll be a four-point game with 2.5 seconds to go.
And so White's at the line, and she hits the first. But now it comes down to the Penguins just need to inbound the ball cleanly, and they will win this game. White, her second, is good, 86-82. Weathered will trigger the inbound. It's into Marshall, and she is quickly fouled with 1.7 seconds remaining.
So here it is, fans, 1.7 in a four-point ball game. And most people would say that's enough. But anything that happens now with Marshall on the line is icing. And as you can imagine, Coach Lacoste has all the other Penguins in the backcourt just in case something nutty happens. They're going to concede the rebound if Marshall misses with 1.7.
Marshall hits the first, and that will do it as they're up by five.
Nobody in the world would bet against the Penguins now.
And Marshall, 3 for 3 from the stripe, looking to add another. She missed it. Rebound to Swanson, and the full court heave from White nearly went down. But the final is 87-82. The Penguins beat Northwest Nazarene by five, and they will improve to 5-3, and they have a three-game win streak going on. The Northwest Nazarene Crusaders dropped to 3-6, and it was a tale of two halves as the Penguins came out and dominated the second half, Stu.
Can you imagine that? I mean, the first half, they looked shabby. First quarter, I just thought this is going to be a laugher. The Penguins aren't just... they don't have it tonight, but they hung with it. Whatever Coach Lacoste said at halftime was beautiful because it really got them going, you know. And the Penguins came back, and the final at 87-82. And the last couple of minutes were just dynamite.
And any time you play a team that plays a lot of zone, you have to be able to shoot the three pretty well, and the Penguins did just that as they go 9 for 21 from downtown, and it was behind Danny Weathered's career-high 30 points tonight.
How about that? The Penguins, all the Penguins are all smiles. We got Mary Marcy is here, and, of course, Brandon Leinbach is here. All right, way to go, our AD here at the Conlin Center. The Penguins pull one out of the hat, a magical win at the Conlin Center in front of a relatively decent-sized crowd, considering classes ended. The finals ended yesterday. So for all the Penguins listening worldwide, you've gone home and you're taking a couple of weeks off before classes resume. You got to listen to a great game here. Good work there, Alex. It's always nice when the Penguins win. And the Penguins remain at the top of the PacWest standings. Of course, Nazarene will head home after a tough one. Nazarene led by 16 in the first half, and the DUs came back and won it by five. Mary Marcy in the house, always nice to see her. And we are happy that you spent your afternoon with us. Stuart Horn, Alex Swan, and another Penguin win. Alex, you want to send us off with something nice?
Well, the Penguins, once again, they win 87-82. And they will look to improve on that win streak as they will play their next game against Azusa Pacific on December 16th here in the Conlin Center at 5:30. We'll have that on radio.dominican.edu.
And, of course, that's a PacWest doubleheader, the guys at 7:30, the women at 5:30, and we'll be here Tuesday night for that one. So we'll be back underway with scheduled conference play Tuesday night. And then Thursday, Cal Baptist is here. So we've got a big week of basketball off season. And we'll be here for those folks. You'll hear it right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. For the Swanee, Alex Swan, Mike Temple, this is Stuart Horn signing off and saying so long from the Conlin Center. The Penguins with a big win by five over Nazarene. We'll see you next time, everybody. Radio.dominican.edu.